Welcome to this week's episode. Thanks for tuning in. Today we're going to talk about something really fun, something I've added to my life that's been just incredible. Have you ever had something that just brings a little smile to your face? Maybe there's like a cookie shop that you stop by in the middle of the day and have a little snack, a little treat. I don't mean something big. I don't mean a big gift. I don't mean go out and buy a new car, pop open champagne. And I don't mean something small like watch TV. I mean something that just brings a little smile to your face. In the springtime when you see the first flowers, just something that really actually creates that feeling inside of you, that little sense of uplift, right? Not that big, wow, yes, I'm beyond happy, and not just relax, chill, this is like working for me. That little tiny, the beginning of a smile, the beginning of happiness, just a little lift in your heart and your chest. So think about what that is for you. You know, if you're a sweet person and it's grabbing that little sugar high in the middle of the day, if it's that cup of coffee that brings a little joy, if it's a friend who calls and makes you smile, if it's a cat video you saw on YouTube, anything that just brings that little uplift, and again, not cracking up, dying laughing, Chris Rock hilarious, but just a little pleasant sensation in your body. That's the sensation that I would suggest bringing into your life on a daily basis. We spend our lives going from thing to thing to thing to thing, and the minute we check off what we've done, we realize how far behind we are on the next thing. And every day moves through that, and every night we close our eyes with a sense of discontent. We haven't finished enough. We haven't done enough, right? What if every day you started your days with a list of things to do, and after each task, you took literally 1 to 2 seconds to find that little sense of uplift, right? Because when I recommend this to my clients, they always push back and say, what am I supposed to do? Pat myself on the back that I made that phone call or that I finished that draft of a document I need to finish that's going to take 6 months, but I just got the draft done? No, I don't mean pop champagne. I don't mean have a celebration. I don't even mean like make a noise. I just mean, can you find that little sense of uplift? And it sounds so small. It sounds so trivial. But if you can add that into your day, every single solitary time you are done with something meaningful, I don't mean, you know, drop your kid off at school. I mean, you'd finished a draft of a document that you've been working on. You completed a project. You made a series of sales that you've been working on for a while. Anything that is on the list that is, you know, not just a tiny task and you finished it, take a moment, find that sense. Give yourself a little tiny internal high five, just the smallest one you can find, and move on to the next task. I promise you, this will be one of the biggest life-changing events you can add to your day. Because here's the thing. We wait until we finish the list for that sense of joy. But the problem is that in today's culture, the way most of us live, the list never ends. We have not just one list, we have 2 and 3 and 4 lists. So we're kidding ourselves. Well, we think, well, when I get to the end of doing that degree that I'm working on, or when I sell my company, or when I get that next promotion, or when I go on that vacation, then I will have a sense of joy. I mean, seriously, think about that. You're only going to have joy in moments every few weeks or months of your life, and they last for a matter of hours or even maybe a day or two. I get it. I sold my company. I waited to celebrate. I waited for the moment where the champagne was going to crack and we would all be excited. But let me ask you this. What have you done that was a tremendous celebration? Did you have kids, get married? Did somebody propose to you? Did you finish high school, college? Most of those massive moments, although they're fun, they're gone in a moment. And many people feel as if the moment was fleeting. They couldn't get their brain around it. It was too big to even take in. I don't think we're even designed to experience those huge moments. It's all the moments in between that create our lives, and you're missing the opportunity to enjoy each and every one of them. So give it a try. Let me know how it goes. If you like what you're hearing on this episode, this is my new course, Emotional Workouts. It's filled with step-by-step actionable plans so that you can do something like celebrate the wins and bring it into your daily life. If you're interested, come check it out, emotionalworkouts.com. Thank you so much for listening.